Hi, Tony. This is Kim Wickman, and I'm going to be talking about the Cosmic Voyage movie that we watched in class. I actually like this film. I usually don't like science movies because I think that they are boring, but this one actually was interesting to me because, first off, I like Morgan Freeman, and the fact that he narrated it was really cool and interesting because he has, like, that voice where you just, like, have to listen, and it's really easy to listen to and follow. So that was really cool. And the movie was really interesting to me because it started out in Venice. And, like, they use, like, scales of time and space. And, like, the scales were done by factors of 10 or something like that. And they would just enlarge and keep enlarging until they got to the largest, this is like the largest structure scientists know of today. That's how large they got. But it was really interesting because as they enlarged, like, it pretty much like went off of the Earth and then kept going beyond the Earth, and then like stars would go through and black holes, and pretty much at the end it was just this huge circle, and like you knew nothing in it. And that was just really interesting. And I really liked what they did in the film. Like, as it was enlarging, it was kind of like one of those rides. I think it's at Disneyland, like Star Wars or something. Star Trek or something like that. It was Star Tours. Star Tours. That's what it was. It was like that ride. Like, that's what it reminded me of. So it was really cool. I loved watching the stars fly by. That was probably one of my favorite parts. And then they had, like, the other voyage, I guess you could say, of they started in, I think it was, like, the Netherlands, and those kids were, like, looking at the, like, drop of water on a leaf, and then it kept breaking down smaller and smaller. I think it was still factors of 10, but smaller and smaller factors of 10, until it got down to the nucleus of an atom, and, like, that was just crazy how we can do that, how they know everything that's made up of that. I just was blown away by that. And even just the computer technology that they have to do that is just totally amazing to me. And so I didn't really agree with, like, the whole Big Bang theory, though, that they talked about, because I don't really believe in that. Like, I believe in evolution to an extent, but I don't know. So that was, like, the only part of the film that, like, really bothered me or disappointed me. But, continuing on with the movie, I would definitely watch this film again just because I think I kind of missed out on parts because I was busy, like, focusing on just the circles enlarging and watching all the stars go by. But I think it'd be a fun film to, like, show to my friends because they're kind of into the whole space stuff and, I don't know, watching, like, they like to know about black holes, so I think it'd be cool to show them, but I hope you show more of these films in class, because I think we could definitely learn from them and learn how we can use physics to do this kind of stuff. Like, it amazes me what scientists know today, so hopefully you'll let us do more of those, or watch more films. That's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you for letting us do this extra credit. And I will see you in class. And I hope you're feeling better. Bye, Tony.